After having their analogy changing claim summary on this trauma, patient seen with complaints of back pain extending to her right hip in the past few days described a severe increase of motion, not so bad when stationary for a patient. With your symptoms, I have said recent colonoscopy, endoscopy, done multiple times in the past with history of irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, with to rule out inflammatory diseases of bowel. Also has history of hypertension, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus for the past 2 years with progression of diabetes. Has had above irritable bowel syndrome with history of diverticulitis. Also has said a poor vessel bypass with times four. Poor vessel bypass. Social family history here with husband, otherwise no contributory physicals and your appearance, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within arm limits, neck without supple without masses, lungs to ulceration. And percussion, abdomen soft with abdomen protuberance without definite guardian rebound or tenderness, back with a 2+ tenderness noted, the right iliac area with extension into the right hip with change in position. Sitting in a wheelchair, unable to ambulate, no evidence of radiculopathy, or stool incontinence, neuropsychiatric, otherwise within normal limits, skin extremities within normal limits, depression, back injury with professional iliac injury, pathology, coronary artery disease, SP, four vessel bypass, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, questionable control of diabetes, questionable nephropathy from diabetes. Not verified per visit. Patient advised to chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, smoking a pack per day. Patient given Toradol shot 60 milligrams in the office, Toradol PO to continue with flexural muscle relaxant. Given Tylenol with codeine to take for severe pain, continue with bed rest. And moist tea. Advised to follow up with PCP as soon as possible, to go to the emergency room if necessary, and follow up GI and endocrinologist. Thank you, Dr. Halvedere.